News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the northeastern part of India, it gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. Let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. Today we bring an interview with author Mridu Smita Das, who hails from Assam, where she talks about her latest book, Sparrows of Michigan, Florida Adventures of Joy, Juju and Juby.
We will also present a report on Police Agent, an initiative by Itanagar Capital Police aimed at enhancing transparency, communication and trust between the police and the community.
But for now, let's go to Akashwani Aizwal, which recently marked its 58th Foundation Day. Since its launch on July 31, 1966, Akashwani Aizwal has been a cornerstone of information and service for the people of Mizoram. Join us as we honor nearly six decades of dedicated service and reflect on the many ways Akashwani Aizwal has enriched our lives.
Akashwani All India Radio Aizwal has rendered 58 years of service to the people of Mizoram. The day was celebrated with festive spirit, punctuated by speeches and songs. All India Radio Aizawl was established on July 31, 1966, in the midst of Mizo insurgency. AIR Aizawl may be the only radio station in the whole of India which has been established by the central government, considering the necessity of the people of Mizoram. Celebrating the 58 years of service to the people of Mizoram, Station Director and Cluster Head Sri D.R. Laropuya said that AIR Aizawl has been the cornerstone of gathering information and news even today. He said,
Akashwani Aizawl started functioning on 31st July 1966 in a small makeshift Asantite building meant for medical civil surgeon at Tuikwatlam. Aizawl, which is a present All India Radio FM complex with a small 150-watt medium-wave transmitter, at a catastrophic timing as insurgency has started from March 1966 in Mizo Hills district of Assam State. This station is one of the very few that has the unique credit of passing hardship to smooth sailing, decline and revival. To boost up the program coverage and quality of reception, FM service was introduced on 2nd October 2007 with 2x3 kilowatt FM transmitter in combined operation and then 6 kilowatt RVR make solid state FM transmitter, which was commissioned on 14 August 2015. Studio was fully digitalized in 2017. Digital Capital Arts Station was commissioned in 2012 and made operational for uplinking regional news bulletin originated from Akashwani Aizawl for reception and relay by Akashwani Lunglei, Kolasit, Champai, Tuipang and CRS Saiha. Kaptipat Station facilitate the All India Radio Aizawl program availability on DTH platform. In this digital era, All India Radio Aizawl is also available on News On Air mobile application and also can be listened on its YouTube channel Akashwani Aizawl. The fifth decade of Akashwani Aizawl witnessed the immense booster program Mann Ki Baat, introduced by Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi, broadcast once every month with effect from October 2014 till today, which has been listened to by many across the nation. Akashwani Aizawl, after Passover its 58th Foundation Day, expected visual radio, a new concept of transmission, which is expected soon at All India Radio Aizawl, to enhance listener experience and boost up viewership of radio program and news of Akashwani Aizawl. And All India Radio Aizawl is known as one of a few air stations within the Northeast which fully utilized the e-office in its day-to-day office functioning.
All India Radio Aizawl has done various programs on central government welfare schemes and of local interest. AR Aizawl strive to promote excellence in reporting, programming and all those generated programs for the people of Mizoram. Isaac Zoram Sanga reporting from Aizawl.
Director General of Akashwani News, Moshvi Chakravarti, inaugurated the newly renovated newsroom of the regional news unit of Akashwani, Guwahati. In her recent official visit to her hometown, she also interacted with the senior officials of the state and reviewed the functioning. The renovated newsroom was an effort to give a new look to the functioning of the unit, keeping in mind all the necessity of the requirements. DG of PIB in Northeast, K. Satish, along with other officials were also present on this occasion. The Director General lauded the efforts of the news unit in disseminating real-time information. She also appreciated the activities of the regional news unit in digital platform to cater the need of the listeners. During the review meeting, the Director General emphasized to offer new and innovative programs to the listeners. She stressed on the fact that Akashwani is always working to fulfill the aspirations of the local tradition, arts and cultures, music, literature. During her visit, Ms. Chakravarti interacted with the Chief Secretary of Assam, Ravi Kota, and discussed host of issues on mutual interest. The DG also presented a copy of Souvenir published by the regional news unit, Guwahati. In Arunachal Pradesh, a new initiative by the Itanagar Capital Police is set to enhance transparency, communication and trust between the police force and the local community. The program named Police Agent aims to build stronger, more open relationships between officers and residents. Our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole brings the latest on this promising development in his report.
Itanagar Capital Police has started a new citizen-centric policing initiative to build a strong police-public relationship rooted in transparency and communication, ensuring the well-being of the community. Under the initiative, police will do regular patrolling to engage with and support the community, ensuring their safety and addressing concerns promptly to facilitate a community outreach and problem redressal scheme, and will install complaint boxes at educational institutes, encouraging students to report bullying in schools and thus prompting a safer environment for learning. Itanagar Capital Superintendent of Police Rohit Rajveer Singh said that Police Agent initiatives aims to exemplify transparency in their operations, improve communications and cultivate enduring trust to ensure peace and prosperity in the capital city.
Police Agent basically Capital Police ka ek initiative hai jiske andar hum un logo tak pahunchna cha rahe hain jo पुलिस से जिनका लगातार वास्ता नहीं रहता है, जैसे जो लोग थाने में नहीं आते हैं किसी केस कनेक्शन में, तो वो पुलिस से इतना मिल नहीं पाते, लेकिन पुलिस से एक्सपेक्टेशन उनकी बहुत ज्यादा रहती है, उनकी जरूरतें बहुत रहती हैं। तो पुलिस आज ही नहीं, एक ऐसा कॉन्सेप्ट है कि पुलिस भैया या पुलिस दीदी करके हम इसको प्रोजेक्ट कर रहे हैं कि डिफरेंट डिफरेंट स्टेक होल्डर्स तक हम पहुंच सकें। जैसे बच्चे हैं स्कूल में, उनपे हमारे काफी कंप्लेंट बुलिंग की आई थी, तो बुलिंग को लेके हमने एक इसका ही कॉम्पोनेंट है कि वहां पे हमने अपने कियोस्क लगाए हैं, लोग बुलिंग की कंप्लेंट्स डाल सकते हैं बच्चे, और वीकली हम उसको रिव्यू करेंगे। दूसरा, यूथ के साथ कम्युनिटी पेट्रोलिंग, डिफरेंट डिफरेंट डार्क स्पॉट्स यूथ को लगते हैं, सोसाइटी को लगते हैं कि जहां ज्यादा पेट्रोलिंग होना चाहिए हम वहां करते हैं, लेकिन अब हम एक इंटीग्रेटेड पेट्रोलिंग सिस्टम कर रहे हैं जिसके अंदर उनका रिप्रेजेंटेटिव साथ में रहता है और जो भी लीगल एक्शन हम साथ में लेकर चलते हैं। सिमिलरली पब्स और बार्स के अगेंस्ट रात को जो एक्शन होना चाहिए उसके अंदर भी हम सिटीजन को इन्वॉल्व करते हैं। तो पुलिस आज इन बेसिकली एक ह्यूमेन फेस ऑफ पुलिस प्रोजेक्ट करने के लिए एक हमारा इनिशिएटिव।
दिस इनिशिएटिव ऑफ इटानगर कैपिटल पुलिस इज गेनिंग एप्रिसिएशन फ्रॉम द पीपल ऑफ इटानगर कैपिटल रीजन। थ्रू पुलिस अजीन, पुलिस हैज नॉट ओनली ट्राइड टू फोस्टर ओपन डायलॉग एंड एक्टिव एंगेजमेंट ऑफ द कम्युनिटी, बट ऑल्सो टू क्रिएट अ पीसफुल एंड प्रोस्पेरस एनवायरमेंट फॉर ऑल। For Notice Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
Notice Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in. Folks, now we present an insightful interview with Mridu Smita Das, a multi-talented software engineer who divides her time between Guwahati, Assam and Greater Noida with a distinguished engineering background and a lifelong passion for writing. Mridu Smita has made her mark in the literary world with her debut novel, A Widow Rebirth from Her Ashes, a compelling story of self-discovery and resilience. Her charming children's book, Sparrows of Michigan, Amazing Adventures of Joy, Juju and Juby, has been received praises for its imaginative storytelling. Today, she will discuss her latest book in the Sparrows of Michigan series, Sparrows of Michigan, Florida, Adventures of Joy, Juju and Juby. Joining us for this conversation is Priyam Chattopadhyay, who will delve into Mridu Smita's intriguing journey and diverse interests. So, let's dive into this engaging dialogue.
Welcome to the studio of Akashvani. Today we have Mridu Smita Das once again with her sparrows, Joey, Juju, and
Juby.
So Mridu, would you like to talk about those sparrows? Twit, twit.
Sure. Thank you, Priyam, for having me here. So, Sparrows of Michigan, Florida Adventures of Joey, Juju, and Juby. This is the second book in the series of Sparrows of Michigan. So, last time when we met, we talked about my first book, A Widow Rebirth from Her Ashes, which happens to be my memoir. After that book, I have ventured into another series of book now that's called Sparrows of Michigan. So the first book was Amazing Adventures of Joey, Juju and Juby. Those are the three sparrow siblings.
So you took a flight from Assam to the joyous moments in your life which you enjoyed for some time in Florida. Is it like that?
I treasure Assam. That's like, if give me a time to speak about Assam, I will always bring in Assam in my conversation. That's how it is. It's in me, right? It's Assam is in me. So the Sparrows of Michigan, once I just wrote the first book, which tells about all of the adventure that the sparrow kids have growing up and how meeting Mrs. Blackfeather, the wise owl, and Mr. Sly Fox.
Who's the wise owl in your real life?
Oh my God, that's the question. That's me, my connection with the divine. I'll be someone who would be, you know, at peace herself and let the world be at peace. Somebody who can spread love and smile. I would rather be that.
So how did Juju, Joey, Juby and Blossom enjoy NASA and Disneyland, and what was their gossip about?
Right. After the first book and the first part, they have now grown up a bit. So now they have a plan, right? The summer is here. They want to get out of Michigan, the cold weather there. So the snow has started melting in Michigan. Now they want to go to the Sunshine State, Florida. That's in the books. So once they told their mother, Gypsy, that mom, we want that trip, she wasn't particularly sure about whether it's a good idea because corona, lockdown, everything was around that. And so the world was slowly opening up, but it was not so travel ready. But then after some time, they decided, why not? Let's take
it. So they traveled.
They traveled.
What did they find so amazing about NASA?
Yeah. So when they actually went, they had some items listed down. So NASA had to be there. Disneyland had to be there. So when they went to NASA, the sparrows. Now, if I consider myself to be one of them, personified. So if I am Joey, supposed to say. He had this in his mind to be one astronaut. How can somebody go to space? They themselves fly, right? It's a world where
they think that the sky is their monopoly.
The sky is there.
Why should humans go beyond the sky?
Yes, and how can they survive outside Earth? It's something that anyone can't dream of, right? So they wanted to explore. And when they saw it in the simulator, how things are happening, and when they are getting to see so much of, you know, things that are actually, even if you cannot dream, you can see things which are actually happening. You see those spacecraft which are actually, which were in Mars. They are kept there. The Atlantis, that spacecraft itself was there. So these are giving them cues that, oh, human have explored that much. Means, these are beyond, you know, it's like everybody wants to know what's beyond, right? What's beyond.
So, be it space.
Be it space.
Be it ocean. Under the ocean.
Yeah.
So, it's about life is to live. So, live it
lively.
Okay. Mm. How would you define it, given your own reflections about life?
So, if you go by the quote, life is to live, live it lively, is something I live by. That's my favorite quote, and I live by it. Because ultimately, if I don't value my life, I have just wasted a precious gift that God has given me. Not everybody gets the breath, right? We have to value the breath that I'm taking in. Corona has taught us enough to value life. So yes, I do that. Life is to live, live it lively. My books live by that because I want to spread this, that sometimes people end their life on such a simple note. You hear incidents where somebody has committed suicide. We should treat every life with value. Either it's a dog's life. I'm very much attached to charity of street dogs. So even if it is a bird life, they are precious. Life is valuable.
So one evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, Joel, Juju and Zobi noticed strange lights streaking across the sky. What did this strange light mean to them, you think?
This is their escapades when human world was locked down and the animal world was flourishing. For Mother Nature, every life is the same precious human being in the maybe on top of the food chain with the brains that they have given, but they need to act in that way as well.
It's a gift they should utilize for the better.
Yes, betterment of all lives. Like, because if you are sitting on top, you should be empathetic towards all forms of life. We can't be just polluting oceans. We can't be just polluting air.
So we're talking about pollution. Sparrows are supposed to be indicators of the pollution level in a city or town that's urbanized.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in Delhi it so happened, for a couple of months sparrows vanished.
Mm.
And then there was a pollution check, and then people kind of protested that there should be low carbon emission. But these things which result into carbon emission is a way of human life. So in your next novel, can we expect a kind of balance?
Yeah. Right question, Priyam. The sparrows indeed are a check, because I heard my friends telling there is a time these sparrows are called as Khorsirika in Assamese, maybe Gorai in some other language, or Churmuni,
something
yeah.
People call them.
So they have a special connection because they would be like chit chit in the morning. You wake up with these alarms, not with your artificial phone alarms, right? So days happen that these birds itself vanish from the cities because of deforestation, because of carbon emission. Now you see them coming back. Delhi is much more greener. And you see them coming back. Balance is already maintained. So you, if you look around, you have these birds again.
So next time it will be about the sparrows of Delhi.
Oh, they have been in Florida. They are sparrows of Michigan. I need to make them come back and visit India once. Because, you know, I took Assam to Florida. Because when they saw Florida, when I myself visited, it was like that. I think Assam has so much of similarity with Florida. Be the vegetation, be the wet climate, be anything. Like when I visited, I told my friends, ye to ekdam Assam jaisa hi lag raha hai. So they were like, tumko yahan aake Assam dikh raha hai? I was like, yeah, Assam, like Assam, it is as beautiful as Assam. I'm like, Birat Dhuniya, Birat Dhuniya, Birat Dhuniya means very beautiful.
Oh,
and Khews is green. So Khewsia and Birat Dhuniya.
Oh.
And when I speak about Florida, you can speak about Atlantic Ocean. And when you speak about Assam, the mighty Brahmaputra. So yes, the sparrows were very happy being out of that Michigan snow and being in a sunshine state to feel this, to see the beaches, because they have always seen the lakes, all the five lakes of Michigan state, right, this side. So they went there to feel the ocean, to be there in the sun. So that's how Disneyland, that's how Miami, the cover itself shows Florida in a bluey, you know, that sea green Atlantic.
Serene blue.
The blue skies, the clear sky. It means you just get transformed from Michigan white snow.
So it has a huge symbolic significance, it seems. Like you're saying, from the Michigan white snow, the dreary, constant gray, to something bright and something blue and something warm.
Yeah.
So, isn't it also an escape for the adults?
Yes.
Something that maybe went inside your brain when you wanted a different space, when you wanted to feel that you could be happy again.
Yes, so nicely put, Priyam. So yes, for sure. When I started with that, if you see, I have captive space in the house for the damsels, right? The warm, cozy bedroom with lots of books, because it gives me the warmth that even if nobody is there, I have the warmth of the book. Because I always believe, like, if I have a book, I don't need anyone. So, yes, I have it in my code book. Like, even with no one was there, the book was with me. It gave me feeling of me being an army on my own. Mm. So, that there's a quote in my latest book, code book. So, that's how I feel. So, it is a way of escape it. In all of my scenes, it's
a positive one.
But, very positive. When you say that in Michigan is a beautiful state, but it was a snowy weather, which, and during Corona, it was becoming very gloomy, very gloomy. So people might be facing depression.
So is your suggestion to all the people who suffers from depression to come out of their gloom, to come out of the mundane, and to explore more? Right?
Yes. Make space for something that's making you happy. Maybe the ambience, if you shift from the surrounding, it might just help you. Or if you're not liking somebody, stay away
maybe
from the
Maybe write
person.
About that somebody.
Yes, write about it. Flush it away.
Be nice
away.
About it.
Yeah.
And then forget.
Forget about it. Because it's not possible that you gel with the person every time. It is possible that you are stuck in a place where you don't want to be. Then what do you do? The books are the help in that matter, right? They take you
and
back
so
immediately.
Words, because books are nothing but a collection of words.
Words, spelling. We can cast the spell by through spellings. So that's how I see. So that's how Florida happened. That's how Michigan, that time it was very snowy, very gloomy type. But somehow Florida was all sunny. And
okay, so most of us, we have never been outside our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this idea that maybe you translated it in Assamese to give them a taste of where they have never been or where they only try to be or where they only dream to be, or maybe they're not even aware.
Mm.
Is it also so?
Yes, it is. Because I, as a kid, used to get, you know, small, thin books from my father to read during my holidays. Now, when I give somebody a gift of book, there's no much better gift than gifting a book. When I give a kid a gift of this book, he or she would imagine, this sparrows are taking me to Florida. They're taking me to Michigan. I can go and visit NASA and Disneyland and meet these alligators of Everglades and look at the adventure. They are meeting the dolphins and the mantis.
Thrilling.
It's so thrilling. Why shouldn't I explore? Why shouldn't I explore my country? Why shouldn't we explore?
Yeah. That's the point. Yeah. Whether it comes to exploring happiness out of sadness, whether it comes to exploring a new land, whether it comes to exploring a new idea.
Change is constant and we should appreciate it. Because
we
nobody
should embrace it.
Yeah, we should embrace it. Nobody teach us. Nobody teach us, so we become so anxious about change. We always try to resist the change. We always try to be in a comfort zone. These are my subtle way of putting that in the subconscious.
So what kind of change are we expecting our audience to be able to embrace in the modern scenario?
Since I have the superpower of writing, which I consider to be a blessing, I should be able to communicate happiness, communicate something inspiring to people, be able to put a smile on a gloomy day on someone's lips. That's what I feel. That is my superpower with my pen and paper. That with my words, I should be enough able to stop someone from doubting themselves. The self-belief that I have built over time, I want someone reading my book to figure out that what is needed is already within. So I want them to know their true identity. That's the self-discovery I want. In today's world, if a kid is made to believe that he or she has the superpower of doing things on their own, they will not fall prey to any drugs. They will not fall to get that kick.
They will not fall prey to anything abnormal or absurd.
Yes.
We'll end this on this note.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Smita. Have a great time. See ya again.
Thank you so much, Priyam. Thank you for having me. Thank you all the listeners.
Brett, you just heard an interview with author Mridul Smita Das, who shared insights into her inspiring journey. The conversation was led by Priyam Chattopadhyay. And now let's listen to Ibasi, a trailblazing Afro Bihu fusion crafted by the incredible Papon and Neniola. This unique collaboration blends innovative sounds, offering a fresh and captivating musical experience. Enjoy. That we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.